Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flow.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
Help you combine your auto and renter's insurance.
State Farm can do that? Wow, that means I can do anything on radio. Like discharge fireworks on unsuitable holidays.
I wouldn't do that.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody!
Look, I'm saying State Farm helps life go right by helping combine policies only because we do that in real life.
That is so cool. Hang on.
No, not inside.
Happy Groundhog Day, too.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
CBS Thursday, the outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Reporting. We've been the voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at $11.
I'm a very firm believer that, you know, maybe outside of a handful of guys that ever played this game, you build with players, not around one.
That's John Paxson saying you build with players, not around one.
There's very few guys who you build around, okay? This is a team game. You build with players. We are building with Jimmy right now.
All right, so they're not building around Jimmy, but they're building with Jimmy. What they're building is the question. The Bulls host Phoenix tonight at 7. Bobby Portis will start. Fred Hoiberg says he's not sure if the new guys will be available for the game against the Suns. Elsewhere in the NBA, the 76ers have announced rookie Ben Simmons won't play this season. Also tonight, the Celtics play at Toronto in an early game, and the Clippers host the Spurs in a late one. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they started their homestand with a 6-3 win over Arizona. Patrick Kane with a hat trick. Nicholas Jamelson, he left the game with an upper body injury. The Blues are at the UC on Sunday. Major League Baseball, Cubs open Cactus League play tomorrow. Rob Zestrizny, Mike Montgomery will start in split squad games. Pedro Strop has agreed to terms on a contract extension through 2018 with a club option for 2019. Also tomorrow, the White Sox take on the Dodgers. Carson Fulmer versus Clayton Kershaw. PGA, it's the Honda Classic. Ryan Palmer, he leads at 9-under after firing a second round 65. Ricky Fowler is one off the lead after another 66 today. Wesley Bryan is also 8-under as he's 2-under today through 9 holes. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. For almost 100 years, Pep Boys has helped people get the most out of their cars. Hurry in and celebrate the do-it-yourself spirit with 25% off assorted parts and accessories, plus special savings on select Michelin and BF Goodwrench tires during Pep Boys' Founders Days sales event. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
I don't think that now's the time to get into individual player contracts. I understand we have a lot of players coming out of contract, and that's going to be a priority for us and a lot of important decisions. We'll break everything down. We'll have a detailed offseason plan going forward from that meeting. Guys, we're going to be aggressive and calculated this offseason. We're in a position to do so. We'll have a clear understanding of our roster and where our needs are and where we want to add to each position. I'm honestly extremely disappointed in this season, but I'm honestly excited going forward.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show here on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. We're live out here at the Chicago Golf Show at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center in Rosemont, talking a little golf, but also some football is in the air because not only are we scouting for the NFL draft, but we're also trying to figure out what not only the cap situation, but the free agent situation will be for the Bears, how they will be affected, who will leave, who will come. And to do that, let's talk to our guy, Joel Coy.
We will do that on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family and pick up a Home Run Inn Pizza tonight. Joel Coy of National Football Post and CBS, the former agent, salary cap expert, is on Twitter at Coy Joel and joins us on The Score. Hello, Joel.
How you guys doing today?
We're good. So we've had the Alshon Jeffrey discussion, and it seems like both parties might be done with each other, but the availability has always been the question. What is his value on the open market? If you were representing Alshon Jeffrey, knowing that he got knocked for a 4-game suspension for performance-enhancing drugs and he's had the soft tissue injuries in his past, how would you value him on the open market?
I'm going to discount that when pricing him because he is the only guy who would be available on the open market that is capable of being a number one receiver. I know he was looking for top number one receiver money when they were negotiating under the franchise tag. That's like $14 million a year. Over $40 million guarantees. Price wouldn't change, notwithstanding the PED suspension and not having his best season. All it takes is one team to pay him that, and he would be the top receiver out there. So I would put him at that price tag. And until teams told me or I couldn't generate interest at that amount, that'd be what I'd be looking for.
What kind of delicate dance can be done with a team trying to protect itself against some of the Alshon Jeffrey variables, and then with the player holding the leverage and saying, look, somebody's going to offer me a contract that doesn't have this stuff? Because ideally, if the Bears were to think about bringing him back or a team did its homework, they'd say, all right, some of this is going to be based on your availability and whether or not you're incentivized to play through some stuff that maybe before you hadn't. What's possible? What would an agent consider insulting to his client? And what's fair?
Well, all contracts that have any type of salary guarantees have a mechanism for the guarantees to void. And typically that's for any league suspension, whether it's PED policy, substance abuse, or personal conduct policy. Also suspensions for conduct detrimental. If you withhold services or retire, one way that you can protect yourself as a team is if you have per-game roster bonuses, so the player actually has to be available. And I'll give you an example of how they work. In Colin Kaepernick's contract with the 49ers, he has $2 million of per-game roster bonuses in each season. That's $125,000 per game. And you have to be on the 46-man roster for that particular game to earn that amount of money. So if you are on the 53-man, not active that game or go on IR, you can lose a significant amount of money. When Colin Kaepernick went on IR in 2015, for 7 games, he was out $875,000 because of per-game roster bonuses. That's a mechanism that some teams use more than others. Almost every Niners contract has them. Practically every Green Bay contract has them, including Aaron Rodgers. So it's something that New England does a lot of. Seattle starting to do it more and more, and you're seeing teams starting to try to protect themselves in that manner.
Do you ever see or foresee a plan B or kind of a quarterback cap in CBAs to come? I've always been fascinated by the value of quarterbacks and how sometimes some people may believe they're the most overvalued position in all of the NFL because teams break themselves cap-wise and get stuck with a guy who's just good enough to get you beat, but you got to pay that guy because your fan base will go crazy if you trot out some backup. For instance, the Cincinnati Bengals have done that with Andy Dalton, and now the Washington Redskins are in that same situation with a guy like Kirk Cousins who is in line to make, if he's franchised, what, $24, $25 million. Do you ever see owners, you know, coming together saying, all right, this is a specific position that is valued to the point where teams are hindering their futures on guys that they may think is just good enough, but they can't let them go?
No, I don't see the NFL going the way that the NBA did in the late 90s with the salary maximums. I don't think the union's ever going to agree to any type of cap on quarterback salaries or dollars allocated under the cap. The thing is that with Cousins in particular, it's unusual for a quarterback to play potentially on two straight franchise tags. So that's him just dealing with the system that's in place and using the tools at his disposal. You guys are dealing with that situation with Cutler. It was basically teams are afraid of the unknown, fear the unknown of quarterbacks. They will maybe overreach to keep one that may not be one that can take them to the promised land and end up regretting it down the road. But I don't think you're ever going to see any type of cap on quarterback compensation. The union, I would be shocked if they ever agreed to something along those lines.
You mentioned Jay Cutler just as I was about to, and he's difficult to value right now. Difficult to value because not only is he coming off of labrum surgery, because he's getting to his middle 30s, because he has had an injury history, and because he also has had a history of erratic play despite having undeniable arm talent and ability. So what is the proper way to assess his value, and is there a way that some team is actually going to get out of a meeting room and say, yep, we are going to commit to trying to bring him in as our starting quarterback?
Yeah, he might end up being a starter next year, but nobody's going to trade for a contract with a $15 million salary next year and $72.4 million over the next 4 years. Once you hit 30, you kind of are what you are. That whole arm talent thing with Jay Cutler was kind of gone out the window because he's basically a finished product. If Ryan Fitzpatrick can make $12 million this past season to be a terrible starting quarterback, then there's room for Jay Cutler to make something in the double digits next year.
Who's going to cash in this offseason? A guy who had one good year and you don't know if he's going to be great or not, but he's going to make that money this year.
Oh, A.J. Boye, guy you never heard of last year, was the fourth corner for the Texans, had a great year in coverage down there. He's going to break the bank. I expect him to get a deal which is on par, if not better, than Janoris Jenkins. That's $12.5 million a year and almost $30 million fully guaranteed at signing.
Do you think teams are, in general, getting smarter about free agent money? Because it seems there's so much analysis that can be done, and obviously nothing's perfect. But as far as finding value and not overpaying for older players and for the old aphorism of you don't pay for what someone has done, you pay for what you project they are going to do. In general, are teams better at it than they used to be, or is it still as hit and miss as ever?
Yeah, they're better. You don't see people doing what Dan Snyder did in the late 90s, where he went out and bought an all-pro team from like 5 years before that with Bruce Smith and Deion Sanders and company, paying a bunch of guys who were way past their prime. But you still see teams who reach in the first wave of free agency, which is over basically by the end of the first 96 hours. Last year may be the type of season which is going to give teams more encouragement to go out and spend. There's going to be about $1.2 million of cap space available to spend. And you saw the Giants with Jerry Reese on the hot seat go out, buy a defense, get to the playoffs. They signed contracts over $200 million for three guys, over $100 million in guarantees for Janoris Jenkins, Olivier Vernon, and Damon Harrison. The Raiders went out and used free agency to help them get over the hump to have their first playoff berth in 15 years. So you're going to see in the first 96 hours of free agency, some teams like maybe the Dolphins go out there because they have a history and an unsuccessful one at that in going out and making big splashes in free agency, but they still don't have a whole lot to show for it. I still think overall that if you win March, it doesn't necessarily translate into winning in December.
What's the best strategy, or is it a case-by-case situation? Do you sit out the first couple of days and let the chips fall to you? Do you get better value after, you know, the first 2 or 3 days of free agency? Should you be on someone's doorstep at 12:01 like Lovie Smith was famously with Julius Peppers back in the day? How would you play it if you were an NFL GM?
Well, it depends. If I'm a team that's in a championship window, and I'm close like the Eagles were about a decade ago where they needed to try to get over the hump, I may take a shot at a splash signing. If not, I'm probably going to stay out of the first wave of free agency because it's way too much of a seller's market, and it starts shifting to being a buyer's market after those first 96 hours. And then after you get past the league meetings and before the draft, players and agents start to panic, and that's when you get much better value for some good players. I try to build through the draft, and you have to actually make good draft selections. You have all the high picks in the world, but if you pick bad players, it doesn't matter. And hopefully I hit on enough draft picks. I can retain my key guys before they come close to becoming free agents and judiciously use free agency.
Hit me to what's going on with Tyrod Taylor, because is there money on the line with his injury suit, or what's going on here? Because I know he posted a workout video, and if you're trying to get money for an injury grievance, that's not the smartest thing to do, is it?
No, when he posted it, that's the first thing I thought. I'm like, well, I guess he's trying to get healthy in case he gets cut so he can be available day one to sign. And that injury grievance theory went out the window, because the one thing you tell your players when they're in camp, and it applies to this situation, is if you're hurt, they want you to get back out on the field and practice sometimes so they can catch you or get you on film. So the fact that he posted this himself was a unforced error if he was trying to preserve a potential injury grievance claim, because I think that went out the window with him. I don't know if Buffalo is going to cut him, because if you look at what's left on his contract, it actually isn't that outrageous. It's $82.5 million over 5 years for a quarterback that's in today's market. That's still good value for a starting quarterback, or is going to be even better over time. Granted, it is for
Joel. I mean, Joel, you there?
Baltimore, he was the quarterback. Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, yeah, we can now.
Okay, and I think the fact that Rick Dennison, who had him in Baltimore and he was his quarterback's coach, is probably lobbying pretty hard for him to stay, because Denver tried to trade for him when Dennison went there to be the offensive coordinator. And Taylor's agent, if he hasn't already at the combine, is going to get the lay of the land of what the market might be out there. And if he thinks he's going to do well, he's not going to play ball with Buffalo and force them to make a decision on the option.
All right, two teams that have devolved into laughingstocks around the league, two teams with a lot of salary cap space and able to make some splashes here, the 49ers and the Cleveland Browns. Who's a better bet to get this right, and who would you just not trust if either of them?
I don't trust the Browns on anything right now, because they've shifted gears too many times after a two-year period over the last decade or so. So it's hard to even build anything if you keep changing the plan. So until they prove otherwise, I put them at the very bottom of the list. The first thing they need to do is go find a quarterback, whether that's drafting one and not a great draft class, or giving up potentially the 12th overall pick. They have two first rounders for Jimmy Garoppolo, or if Tyrod Taylor becomes available, going after him. I have more faith in the 49ers, even though John Lynch could turn out to be the next Matt Millen. We don't know what he's going to do. There's no track record there, but it's just the Browns' history. I'm pretty sour on them.
And where does Ryan Pace of the Bears fit in this, and what could he do that would impress you? Some coordinated moves where you'd say, okay, I get it. I see where this guy's going with it.
Well, first thing I'd do is go out and get a quarterback. And he may play upon his Eastern Illinois connections, because there are two guys out there that one he played with, Tony Romo in college, and Jimmy Garoppolo is another Eastern Illinois guy. Romo would just be a stopgap measure if you were able to get him after he got cut, because I don't think he's going to get traded. I think he's going to get Jerry to give him his unconditional release. You need to go out and get a corner, and improve that secondary. That leaves you with the Trumaine Johnsons, Logan Ryans, A.J. Boyes, Stephon Gilmores of the world if you're going to go out and make a splash signing at corner. And if Alshon's gone, you got to go out and get another receiver, just because you don't know what Kevin White can do.
All right, give me the argument from both sides of the Jimmy Garoppolo perspective. If I'm a GM and I'm trying to value another backup quarterback behind Tom Brady, do I compare him to Castle? Do I compare him to Hoyer and some of these other guys who haven't gone on to do much? Or does Jimmy Garoppolo have the leverage in saying, hey, I've been groomed under Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and from the time that you see me out there, I've performed.
I understand the comparison. It's not necessarily a fair one because Garoppolo was a second-round pick, so he came in with a different pedigree and hasn't done anything in his limited play time to suggest otherwise. Matt Castle, the first game he started with the Patriots was he hadn't started since high school since then and was a seventh-round pick, and Brian Hoyer was undrafted. So I understand why you want to make that connection, but I don't know if it's necessarily fair. But at the same time, the track record for the most part of guys who have not played much and then teams give up significant compensation or pay them isn't pretty either. The guy that sticks out in my head is Rob Johnson from 20 years ago. One great game in place of Mark Brunell, first and fourth round pick is what Buffalo gave up. He couldn't beat out Doug Flutie. But I'd rather have Garoppolo than anyone in this draft. The only problem is if you trade for him and don't do the contract. And the contract is probably going to be that Brock Osweiler range. That's what the agent's going to want, $72 million, 4 years. 37 fully guaranteed. If you let him ride out his contract year and he plays well, you got to franchise him for like $23 million next year. So you're kind of caught between a rock and a hard place contractually if you trade for the guy. I've always wondered why draft picks who have no track record at all go for multiple first-round picks, whereas giving up a first-round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo, some people think is a stretch or a guy who's slightly proven. The Bears, I don't give up the third overall pick. I'd want to give up 2018 first if I have to, or I try to give up my second-round pick and maybe another second, and if I have to give up a late-round pick or swap picks to do it, I'd do that if I'm going to try to go for Jimmy Garoppolo.
All good stuff, Joel. We really appreciate your time and all the content today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
That is Joel Corey with some very real information. There's a lot to chew on there mm-hmm. as far as how this all works. And you know why NFL staffs pay six, seven, eight guys to figure all this out and get the reams of information to the decision makers when all is said and done. We're going to shift our attention to baseball in just a little bit at 3:40. Sahadev Sharma of The Athletic, who covers the Cubs, will join us. And then at the top of the 4 o'clock hour, it'll be Dan Hayes of Comcast Sportsnet on the White Sox. That is Bernstein and Goff upcoming. We are at the Chicago Golf Show at the Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. If you're coming by, and you should, because there's so much to see here. There's so much to buy. I just saw a longtime listener walking around with three golf clubs he just bought. He said he paid $30 and he had three brand new clubs.
See? Kind of, $5 can get you in here and swing those kind of deals.
Yep. I may do some putting, too, because I think I'm learning something here watching what they're teaching here. I'm absorbing information.
All right, let's get on it. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. You're listening to 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, where cars and SUVs are just better.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. Not only did Golden State hammer the Clippers, as we talked about already, but Draymond Green got the best of Paul Pierce exactly 1 minute into the game. He goes right up to the Clippers bench, and he lights up the truth with some truth. TNT picked it up on Mike, quote, chasing that farewell tour. They don't love you like that. You thought you was Kobe, end of quote. Calling a dude out for a lackluster farewell tour is epic, but Paul Pierce being Paul Pierce had a phone and a Twitter account and some pride and a giant hook in his lip, because at 2 o'clock in the morning he reached for that phone and he thumbed out the following 73 wins, and you thought you was gonna win a title that year. 3-1 lead. Oops. Hey Paul, the Clippers weren't the ones who came from 3-1 down to beat the Warriors. The Cavaliers did. You can't take credit for that, truth. Next time you get hit with a haymaker, just stay down. I'm Jim Rome.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like tick on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
CBS.
CBS Thursday. It's that moment you wake up and realize
she's nuts.
They may be a little clingy.
What happened to you?
You're what happened to me.
They may do things you really can't understand.
Why would you talk about me on your dates?
I think they have a right to know why I'm so broken.
But you're stuck with them because this is your family.
Are you insane?
Yes. So be careful.
Anna Faris and Allison Janney star in Mom. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Art. Hey there, friends. It's Matt of Atticola. You know, for 3 years now, I've been telling you about my services with Xfinity. I've had them all. I've had internet. I've had TV. I've had home security systems with Xfinity, and they are all fantastic. And I've been telling you now for these last 3 years, it's time for you to make the switch to Xfinity, and they have an absolutely unreal deal for you if you make the switch to Xfinity. It's a limited-time offer. Listen up to this. Imagine over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. You compare that to DirecTV. It's better, I'm telling you that right now. Plus, with Xfinity X1, you can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. And super fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. You compare that to AT&T. Listen, if you start looking at all the details and breaking it down and comparing it to the other services out there, Xfinity is the best. Nothing else stacks up to Xfinity. Here's one of the best parts about it, too. You can keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots, which means big savings on your wireless plan. So if you're out and about at a restaurant or you're traveling for family vacation and you have iPads or smartphones, whatever it might be, you can stay connected to Xfinity's Wi-Fi with the million of Wi-Fi hotspots that are available throughout the country. And that's all part of your subscription. It's all included. Again, you guys know I love the Xfinity TV app. I use it all the time. The app is free and the service is included also with your service. I mean, it's just unreal. Everything you get to take your entertainment on the go. So not only do we know that Xfinity is the best in-home entertainment, it's also the best entertainment on the go. So here's this offer. Listen to this. Make this switch because it's a limited time. For only $79.99 per month, for 24 months, you enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with a 2-year agreement. You enroll to EcoBill and AutoPay, act today, and you'll get $150 back. So just call right now, 1-800-XFINITY. I mean, that's 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, access to Netflix, thousands of millions of nationwide hotspots, and the fastest internet in the country. You compare all of that stuff to AT&T and DirecTV, Xfinity comes out on top. It's a great deal, $79.99 per month for 24 months with a 2-year agreement. So just call them right now at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com. This offer ends 3/21. You have some time, but don't wait. Call them today, 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that the coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Wednesday.
Hello, residents. This is Angels Memorial.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
1, 2, 3.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden and Rob Lowe.
You with me on this?
Game on.
Code Black. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You're descending down a staircase. On each step is another discount. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. At the bottom of the staircase is a man selling cupcakes. You buy a cupcake with the money you saved because you really like cupcakes.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
Let me out of here! Ah!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
We're no longer looking for a terrorist. We're looking for a serial killer.
You have to think like one.
He watched, waited, and hunted.
He's murdering those who make fun of him.
This is personal.
We should deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
Oh, God.
TV's number one suspense thriller.
They're desperate. We're going to take these guys down.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery. It was an execution.
I'm going to find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you going to do? You going to shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Book him down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
The U.S. economy added 227,000 jobs in January. Is that a surprise to you?
It was. We had raised our estimate based on some earlier news that we got this week that suggested that our employment market was doing well, but it exceeded even those expectations. A great way to start the year. This is a very large number, Chris. As we've discussed before, when we get 100,000 jobs created in a month, that's about the break even given the nation's demographics. So this obviously is more than twice that.
Let's take a look at quality of the increase.
Leaders were construction and retail. Construction we'll have to take with a little grain of salt. It had been a mild January for most of the country, and that allowed projects to go forward. We'll probably see a little retreat there. But across a lot of other industries, the job gains were widespread.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Hey, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard Update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves play Saturday night at 7, Sunday at 3 versus Iowa in what may be a future playoff matchup. Tickets start at $11. The Bulls are back in action tonight after the All-Star break. They host Phoenix at 7. Bobby Portis will start. Fred Hoiberg says he's not sure if the new guys will be available for this one. Elsewhere in the NBA, the 76ers have announced rookie Ben Simmons won't play this season. Also tonight, the Celtics play at Toronto, and the Clippers host the Spurs in a late one. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they opened up their homestand with a 6-3 win over Arizona. Patrick Kane with a hat trick. Nicklas Jalmarsson, he left the game with an upper body injury. The Blues are at the UC on Sunday. Major League Baseball, Cubs open Cactus League play tomorrow. Rob Zestrizny and Mike Montgomery will start in split squad games. And Pedro Strop has agreed to terms on a contract extension through 2018 with a club option for 2019. Also tomorrow, the White Sox take on the Dodgers. Carson Fulmer versus Clayton Kershaw. PGA, the Honda Classic, Ryan Palmer, he's in the clubhouse at 9-under after firing a second-round 65. Wesley Bryan is also 9-under as he's 3-under today through 11. Ricky Fowler is one off the lead after another 66 today. Hey, do you hate changing your cat's litter? Then change your cat's litter. Revolutionary Arm & Hammer Slide. Non-stick clumping litter slides right out of the litter box with no scraping and provides a 7-day odor-free home. Guaranteed. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Pep Boys. For almost 100 years, Pep Boys has helped people get the most out of their cars. Hurry in and celebrate the do-it-yourself spirit with 25% off assorted parts and accessories, plus special savings on select Michelin and BF Goodrich tires during Pep Boys Founders Day sales event.
Well, that stuff between Shaq and JaVale McGee, what's the history there?
Well, Shaq and a Fool has been a segment for the last few years where Shaq picks out the guys who are Shaq and a Fool.
Right.
JaVale McGee has been the Bill Russell of Shaq and a Fool in terms of how many times he's been on there.
Well, JaVale McGee's a free spirit.
Yeah, he's a different kind of cat, silly dude, goofy dude at times. Sometimes he's not focused on the court, and it comes out in some of the weirdest, most humorous ways. And Shaquille O'Neal has taken shots at JaVale McGee, and JaVale is tired of it. And JaVale, I think like a month ago, he commented like, man, this guy's always thinking about me. And then Shaq commented, you know, stop doing stupid things, and you won't be on Shaq than a Fool. And then there was a moratorium on JaVale McGee highlights. And then last night, they pulled out an Oscars edition JaVale McGee Shaq than a Fool type of trailer where he was Doctor Strange. They put JaVale McGee, I believe, in La La Land as well. They did a whole bunch of stuff with JaVale and Shaq. And as soon as JaVale got home or he got wind of it, JaVale McGee got on Twitter and it got weird. This is on Twitter, at Shaq, get my peanuts emoji out your mouth, and EAD. Now, you can guess what EAD means.
It's eat a...
Yeah.
Yes.
Quote, that is all. Shaq then says, we're going to see how tough you are when I see you, your ass. Hashtag bum ass McGee.
B-U-N.
Right, exactly. And then Shaq tweets, now since you're on a good team, you want to act like you're a player. Now stop it. You will only be remembered for Shaq than a Fool. Hashtag bum ass. JaVale McGee comes back with, forget being on a good team. I'm a grown man. You've had these peanuts emojis in your mouth for 5 or 6 years now.
Basically saying that you can't get me out of
right,
your head.
Right, but yeah. You thought I was just going to stay silent? Question mark. And then he says, don't be acting like you a G. I'll smack the S out of you, your bum ass. You the one that be looking stupid with your dumb ass. Hashtag bum ass. And then...
This is really an elevated human conversation, isn't it? This is the witty repartee. Like Noel Coward wrote it.
And then JaVale went there, said, oh, we threatening people now? Kick rocks, you old bastard. You ain't gonna do S.
And that's my response would be kick rocks, you old bastard.
And that's all my mama. Dot, dot, dot. Can I say this? Can I say that word?
I probably, if you explain.
No. Nope. Okay. Well, stick to raccooning.
It, there you go.
And without the rack. Just... Stick to shuffling is what JaVale McGee is implying.
Which would be a disparaging yes. term for providing acceptable entertainment
right,
for the
exactly.
masses.
Yes. You know, basically the minstrel show stuff that JaVale McGee tweeted last month about this exact topic. Now, Shaq has always been a clown. He's always been a big, lovable, joyful kind of guy. He's always liked to have fun. But I think it's kind of lame on Shaq's part because after a while, there's nothing that JaVale McGee can do besides take it. And then what? Like you move on to a new subject or you get a new foil. But it gets weird because this is typical. And Kevin Durant actually said it too. You know, he said, I didn't know cops could threaten civilians because Shaq's history in law enforcement. And, you know, that show, the TNT show is quickly turning in NBA circles into old guys making fun of young guys, and it's supposed to be a partnership between the NBA and TNT. And yes, critique is definitely necessary, but with some of the things that Charles Barkley has said, some of the things that Shaq has said, it seems like it's getting to the point where it's just crotchety old guys making fun of young dudes who are trying to do their thing. So, whenever I see two brothers getting it on like this on Twitter, mm-hmm. it gets to an uncomfortable place. And Shaq, he's not going to stop. And JaVale McGee is on a team that might win a championship, that should win a championship this year, and he's going to play a pivotal role. So it's going to continue. Both players are going to be in the spotlight. Well, both guys, I should say, are going to be in the spotlight. But when you start getting to telling dudes to stick to and get my nuts out your mouth, and because the problem is, nobody's going to fight, but the potential is there when they run into each other.
It's a bad look for
somebody's going to have to back that up.
You have to advise that, look, neither one of you is being helped by this.
Yeah.
Just let it go and deal with it. Everybody get a thicker skin.
And Shaq's getting his bully on right now, which is what he did on the court. ask Dikembe Mutombo how many elbows he caught via Shaq. Shaq is being a little bit of a bully right now. I think it's a lame look for him. I think JaVale McGee is just defending himself and pointing out things. And then when you get, to the on my mama stuff in terms of what you're going to do when you see a man, then you got to do it. Like, you can't be putting stuff on your mama and then see him and shake his hand. Like, it's getting weird now. Shaq's, 42, 41, somewhere around there.
Let it go.
JaVale's got a ducktail in the back. He's still rocking 80s hairstyles. It's just getting to a weird space, and it feels like, y'all arguing in front of company now. Keep this in the back room.
We got some Cubs talk coming your way next with Sahadev Sharma and Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Baseball will never be the same for Cubs fans. Wait till next year? Nah. Curses? Nope. Lovable losers? Wrong again. Spring training is on. Let's talk about the world champion Chicago Cubs. On the station where you can listen to all 162 games and the postseason.
Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the Cubs.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Friday. Mac is back.
Woo-hoo!
The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he going to stop an airplane?
Tin foil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil.
I'm dangerous.
Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
You're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters. My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Matt LeBlanc is taking on his most challenging role yet. Fatherhood.
I'm hungry and thirsty.
Me too.
Here, have a breath strip.
The head of the household.
Will you relax? Look, I got this.
Mommy's having a little trouble breathing.
Is in way over his head.
There's a parent education seminar this morning.
Not only do I have a pressing family situation I need to handle, I don't want to go to that.
Man with a plan.
Can we get a puppy?
Sure.
No.
No.
CBS Monday after Kevin Can Wait.
This week in music history.
This week in 1980, Bon Scott, AC/DC frontman, was pronounced dead on arrival at a hospital after a heavy night's drinking.
No more
This week in 1982, Ozzy Osbourne was arrested in San Antonio, Texas for urinating on the Alamo. Rihanna was born this week in 1988. Frank Sinatra sang before a live audience for the last time this week in 1995.
CBS Tuesday on NCIS.
What do you got?
Fantastic news.
Make a date with America's favorite agents.
We're the dream team.
From quiet.
It's a secret.
And quirky.
My lab, my rules.
To naughty.
Can we just not talk about this right now?
And nerdy.
What the blazes is an email?
See why NCIS is the most watched drama on television.
Is that another coolest thing you've ever heard?
I'll second that.
NCIS, CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday. Take a trip to paradise with the Hawaii 5-0 team.
It's time, boss.
The weather is hot, but the action is hotter.
Target's on the move.
He's headed right to you.
Catch the wave for the ride of your life.
This wasn't a robbery, it was an execution.
I'm gonna find this guy.
Hawaii 5-0 is oh so good.
Don't trivialize my suffering.
What are you gonna do? You gonna shoot me?
I considered it.
You're unbelievable.
CBS Friday.
Booking down.
It sounds excellent.
Or stream it live or on demand.
Details.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It felt really fresh. It still does. And even, I think, first day of camp when we were all here, when all the guys were back together, it still felt fresh. It still felt like we'd just come from Cleveland, pretty much. But I think now that we're, you know, a week or so into camp here, the focus is really on this year. I think it still really hasn't sunk in, to be honest. Some of the guys talk about it. It may take 10, 15 years. Who knows? For the gravity of the situation to really hit us.
Kyle Hendricks, who was on the score earlier with Spiegel and Parkins. Always an interesting chat with the thoughtful Kyle. Same could be said for Sahadev Sharma of The Athletic, who is on Twitter at Sahadev Sharma, joins us now on the Home Run in Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family and bring home a home run in pizza tonight. So let's go down to Mesa and say hello, Sahadev Sharma.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're good. We're trying to figure out what means anything in spring training after you win a World Series. And to everyone seemingly healthy, of course, there'll be some bullpen battles or minor tweaks of hamstrings here or there. But as camp starts and the first game is tomorrow right here on 670 The Score, what are we honing in on right now?
I think you're right. What means anything right now? Most of these spots are filled, right? You don't want these guys going crazy all out for fighting for a spot because I'd say 24 of the men are pretty much decided. I think what we're looking at is health, making sure Brett Anderson is healthy, which by all accounts he is, because I think he's got that got the advantage there for that spot in the rotation. You really don't want him coming out of the bullpen. Montgomery, we know, can handle that. He adds a nice little depth there as a sixth guy and possibly seeing a six-man rotation pretty consistently. Other than that, I mean, it's bench guys, right? It's Matt Caesar, it's Tommy La Stella, who are the extra infielders. But all that is just, I mean, that's minor. These aren't, we know who's going to carry this team to the playoffs, and those guys are locked in. This isn't 4 years ago when you had six open spots, and when you have six open spots, you're likely not a good team. This is arguably the best team in baseball. So all of it's set. Just make sure they come out of these next 6 weeks healthy.
Yeah, you can't really call it drama when you're talking about Tommy La Stella and Munenori Kawasaki. It doesn't actually rise to that level, I don't think. But what do you know more about the Cubs, this Cubs team now, than you did a couple of weeks ago?
A couple of weeks ago, What I feel is Anderson's in there. Unless he gets hurt in these next few weeks, he's your fifth starter. And there's a chance, from talking to people, just look at how good this rotation is if everyone's healthy. You're talking about a couple of ones, a two, and a pair of threes, essentially. I mean, even higher for a guy like Anderson. Maybe he's not just a three, maybe he's more. I mean, this rotation was great, and I just felt it was inevitable for them to take a step back all winter. It's like, looking for them to take a step back. Not only did they create a lot of depth over the last few weeks, I'm feeling more confident in this rotation than I was over the winter, and I'm just feeling really strongly that that we're going to see another dominant performance. And, of course, everything that we say now is all about health, right? So you add that in, but you assume some health and that these guys aren't going to break down. This is, yet again, a dominant rotation.
How does Jake Arrieta handle this season with money on the line from somebody else seemingly where, you know, of course he's got his workout regimen and he stays in great shape, but we saw the fatigue a couple of years ago, and then last year they went into the year with a different plan where he peeled it back a little bit. But how do you think he handles himself personally with, you know, Jake Arrieta, you know, the entity, the brand, more so on his mind than anything?
Yeah, as far as just off the field and with the media and with the fans, I think you're going to see a very positive Jake Arrieta. I think there's a part of him that really wants to stay here, and that's on him, I think. I think that's on him more than the Cubs than anything, because he needs to have another strong season. He needs to make sure that there's no off-the-field issues or anything like that, or, you know, just, you know, be a happy part of the clubhouse. All that stuff needs to continue to happen. And he just needs to prove that, hey, it's worth a big investment. This is take that risk on me instead of someone like Alex Cobb or Johnny Cueto or all these other free agents that may be out there. I'm feeling, after talking to some people, I feel it's really on him and how much does he want to be here. Because the Cubs, he's going to be 32 next season. So what, you really want to invest 5, 6, 7 years in a guy at 25 plus million a year? That's what they've already done that once. Do you want two of those guys in your rotation? That's really what kept them out of the spending big money on David Price. And Arrieta doesn't have the history that Price does as far as success goes. So, he has to really prove that he's worth that type of money, or he has to be willing to take a little bit less. I'm still leaning towards, you know, him going elsewhere in free agency. I'm a little more optimistic than I would say I was a month ago, though, just because it really appears he wants to be here.
Have you really watched Kyle Schwarber in fielding drills? Because he looks almost bigger and blockier to me now when I see him. And maybe it's just the pictures that I happen to see. I'm not drawing any conclusions here. But sometimes when guys have that much time to rehab and hit the weights that they end up, you know, I know they work on range of motion and he's trying to get himself healthy, but he just looks enormous. And I don't know if he's moving better in the outfield just to your eye right now than last year. But, you know, I'm not there. So I gotta know what you think.
In person, he doesn't look significantly bigger. He looks in great shape, that's for sure, but he's always been a thicker body guy. There's no doubt about that. I haven't had enough chance to really watch him move out there. There were outfield drills the other day, and he looked fine. He didn't look, you know, he wasn't going all out. I don't think you're going to see him diving for plays in practice here. I'm really looking forward to tomorrow when I'm going to head out to Scottsdale and watch him in left field, how he approaches the game as a leadoff hitter. Hopefully there's absolutely no difference in how he handles being a late leadoff hitter. I think Joe wants to send that message to him, and I'm sure he will. And Kyle's a pretty smart guy when it comes to offense. I don't think he's going to change the way he hits. But, yeah, I'm really curious to see how he's moving out there. Just make sure he's athletic and can try. And he's so confident in himself. When I brought up defense to him, he kind of snickered and said, listen, everybody has this vision of me as some terrible outfielder, and they're basing it off a couple plays in the NLCS. I think I'm a lot better than what people believe. It's not an issue for me. All I need to do is put in my work, and we all know Kyle's going to do that. He's confident in himself, but he's always been confident in himself. He said the same thing about catching a few years ago. So I'm eager to see how he moves out there tomorrow.
Was there any reaction to the Dexter Fowler stuff over the week? And did he have any conversations with, I don't know, Jason Hayward or anybody about what the St. Louis Cardinals thing was all about, stepping into that zone, that environment, and how different it might be as opposed to the other clubs in the Major League Baseball?
I haven't had a chance to ask that. It's funny that I was thinking that this morning. I want to go around the clubhouse and get a reaction, and I haven't had the chance to talk to people on how that all played out. And let's not forget that we shouldn't just put it on Cardinals fans. All fan bases have that awful side of things. I don't know if it's worse in St. Louis than it is anywhere else. I do know that there were Cubs fans that reacted poorly to that, saying good riddance type stuff. And it's awful to see fans react in that way, whether it's political or not. It's very frustrating to see fans react in such a negative manner to these people who are, you know, human beings and allowed to vent or share their opinions, whether they're political or not. I see no reason why, just because you have a job in a specific field, that you're not allowed to talk about other things in this world, especially something as important as politics and the president and actions that he's doing that are affecting your family.
Last thing for you. Do you think that Joe Madden's reading the room a little bit now, as he's doing some Joe Madden things, and they're out there with the Ferrari, and Tim Buss has got the stovepipe hat on, and he's sending all these messages. but I wonder where Joe's antenna are tuned right now to the response, and gauging, like, is the team reacting in the way of, oh yeah, this is, you know, we're coming together and we like all this stuff, or is it like, okay, Skip, yeah, whatever you want to do. And he's smart enough to try to figure out what that balance is, I think. I just wonder if he's in sort of trying to get reading mode rather than acting.
No, you're right. He was asked about that, and he said he's very aware. He tries to stay aware of that. He makes sure he keeps it to stretch, which is a monotonous activity, and just bring something different to the morning. You know, not interfere with guys at work, but try and switch things up and make sure it puts a smile on their face. And he gives a lot of credit to Tim Buss there, who does have a good relationship with a lot of these guys. He's been with the organization for a very long time through multiple, you know, ownership groups and front offices. So he's able to lighten the mood through Bussy. And I think that's something that, you know, Madden, I'm not sure if we'll see all of that stuff during the season. Maybe it'll be more focused on, okay, we're going through a rough stretch, let's try and lighten things up. But this is a loose group, and it's a pretty tight group as far as, you know, relationships, but loose as far as, you know, we're not going to stress about these things. I think that's a big part of why this all works. And sure, yeah, I think sometimes what you said, okay, we've seen enough of this stuff. Maybe that happens. There's no doubt that certain players are going to feel that way. Like, let's just play some baseball here. I don't need animals in the field and all that stuff. But I think for the most part, these guys have fun with it.
All right, Sahada, maybe we'll see you out there in a couple of weeks when we get out to Mesa. Make some storylines up, man. Let's get this thing started.
We need some stuff.
We'll talk to you soon. Man.
Send me some messages on what I should write about. Definitely, I need something creative here.
Gotcha.
Getting monotonous already.
Appreciate it. Sahada Sharma of The Athletic, who covers the Cubs. Dan Hayes of Comcast Sportsnet covers the White Sox. And he will join us next on Bernstein and Goff on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You're listening to the number one sports station in Chicago. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Rosen, Rosen, Rosen. Rosen!
Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's Auto Show sales event going on now. Save $7,000 off MSRP. Save time. Shop online at Rosen.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Wednesday.
Great lawyers take risks.
And I am a great lawyer.
At Manhattan's top law firm.
This is a giant case and I'm responsible for a man's freedom.
You've got to be passionate about defending the innocent.
We're talking about hundreds of people sitting in cells that we have the keys to bust out.
Crazy about justice.
Can you win this case?
It won't be easy.
And committed to risking everything.
Our client's blood matches the blood on the murder weapon.
You realize you're not very comforting.
Yeah.
Doubt. CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? We shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
Want to see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at